This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of the country's first ambitious and multipurpose Kane Betwa National River Linking Project in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, on the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the country's first Omkareshwar floating solar project and performed Bhumi Pujan of 1,153 Atal Gram Suhasan Bhavans. Kane Betwa National River Linking Project will provide irrigation facilities in more than 8 lakh hectares of area. This project will generate 103 megawatts of hydropower and 2.7 megawatt of solar power. The Prime Minister said the project will improve the condition of groundwater level in drought-prone Bundelkhand region, promote industrialization, increase investment and tourism, and provide employment opportunities. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also released a stamp and a coin in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today dedicated more than 10,000 newly established multipurpose primary agricultural cooperative societies and dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation. Mr. Shah also distributed registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies at a function in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the Modi government is giving new strength to the rural economy by promoting cooperatives. He said the government will set up 2 lakh primary agricultural credit societies, much ahead of the target of 5 years. In Kazakhstan, several people are feared dead after a passenger plane crashed today with about 70 people on board. Authorities in Azerbaijan, where the flight originated, say there were at least 30 survivors. Azerbaijan Airlines flight J28243 caught fire as it attempted to make an emergency landing near the Kazakh city of Aktau. The plane was en route to Grozny in Russia, but it was diverted due to fog, the airline told the BBC. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar called for a swift resolution of issues of farmers and said it is our utmost duty to keep both farmers and soldiers happy, honor them and resolve their problems. Speaking at the Natural and Organic Farmers Summit 2024, organized by ICAR, Krishi Vigyan Kendra in Medak district in Telangana today, the Vice President said that problems should be resolved quickly as the farmers are soul of the country, stating that not enough attention has been paid to agriculture and agricultural development. He called for audit by research institutions like ICAR, and the best way to audit an institution is through self-audit. Celebrated Malayalam writer and filmmaker M.T. Vasudevan Nair, often referred to as M.T., passed away at a private hospital in Kozhikode tonight. He was 91. M.T. was ailing for some time and was hospitalized since the 15th of this month. A prolific and versatile storyteller, M.T.'s literary and cinematic works had a profound impact on Malayalam literature and cinema. His major works include Nal Ketu, Kalam, Manju, Asuravidu and Randamuram. His works have been translated into various languages. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, an illuminated star, holy wreaths and exchange gifts. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the nation on the occasion. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions in parts of Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh till tomorrow. The Met Department also added that Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya and Rajasthan may experience dense fog in the night and morning hours in next 3 to 4 days. In weightlifting, Martina Devi clinched a silver medal in the women's junior plus 87 kg category at the Asian Junior Championship in Doha today. The 18-year-old from Manipur lifted a total of 225 kgs to finish second. She also won a silver medal for her clean and jerk effort and a bronze for her snatch. Medals are awarded separately for snatch, clean and jerk and total lift in continental, World Cups and World Championships. In cricket, India will take on Australia in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Both the teams have won one match each in the five-match series. And with that, this is the end of the news bulletin.